If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
If you're looking for a new career, new option for a job, a place to go to, Sip, is Currency.
Currency. All right, I'm not going to do that.
Currency, a Sandhills Global company. They have a lot of different positions right now in financial sales and compliance and operations. If you are looking for a great job with 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits, and opportunities for advancement, one place to go to is GoCurrency.com/careers. Carson Schott and the team at Sandhills/Currency/1890. They're phenomenal people doing big things.
Well, Carson's a phenomenal person.
You see his suit he had last week? He looked good.
Carson looks like a
dressed power. Dressed the nines all the time.
He looks like a powerful attorney.
I agree with that.
Carson, by the way, dropped a bit of knowledge on us yesterday.
He did. Carson Schott did?
Yeah. We were talking about the possibility of sending out Freedom of Information Act requests to schools. Yeah, to in order to obtain contract information for players. And he said, no, he can't. He said, you can't do that. This is interesting right now for me because I did not have my readers in my truck.
So you can't read.
I'm without readers.
Want me to read it for you?
No, I got it. I think I can do it. NIL contracts through the university are being considered as educational records under this thing called the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act that essentially protects them against FOIA requests. Hmm. I expressed to you and Bill yesterday my reservations. I think you guys kind of thought, well, yes, send a FOIA request, you can get it. Now, I knew that's not going to make it very difficult to do that. These are smart people on both sides, Jake. So there's a...
Thank you to Carson Schott for giving you some intel on the FOIA request.
Yeah, I think intel is what we
intel,
should...
Intel, that was a proper word. It wasn't a bad word to say. Intel.
No, intel
it
is...
It was intel.
No, I know. I'm saying the intel is what we should focus on is intel.
Okay, yes. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing up Carson Schott again for the currency read. And that's good to use that conversation you had there. PJ Fleck, Sip, is sticking with the Gophers of Minnesota through 2030 with an extension signed this week. He's been there since 2017. His record, 58-39, 6-0 in bowl games. Of course, he had the great 2019 season where they went 11-2. And in today's age, that'd be a playoff team. But that was before the
2019?
That was before the 12-team playoff. If they had 12 teams in, they would have been a playoff team.
Remember they beat Auburn in the Outback Bowl?
Yes.
I remember that game because you know why I remember it? I watched it and I was amazed that Minnesota was running for first downs on third and long. Okay?
I remember that vividly. Yes. Yeah.
Against an SEC. We talked about it on the air.
Yes. Yeah, I was like, then. This is crazy.
Yeah. Minnesota.
Third and 9, third and 11, first down.
Running, on the ground.
Running the ball.
It was a huge flex. Yeah. There's another huge flex. Be interested to see if you're as impressed by this stat as I was last night. Minnesota, get ready for this, is one of only 9 schools that has had a first or second round pick each of the past 6 years.
That's pretty impressive.
Think about that. That's Minnesota.
A team that we talked about saying they can't compete in the NIL era because they can't get players, and now they got first or second round pick 6 straight years. They're getting guys. They're developing guys.
One of only 9 schools.
That's very...
Minnesota, I believe, is... they've won 4 straight against Nebraska up there, right?
I think you're right in that, yeah, yes.
Up there. That's why when I was looking, we're going to get to Joel Klatt's comments. When I was looking at Joel Klatt's comments yesterday, I was, you know, we're all, it seems like people are just taking for granted some wins, for instance, Nebraska at Minnesota.
Why? Why?
I'm like, Minnesota's
beaten. Do you forget what's happened up there or against them in general?
Minnesota's beaten Nebraska 4 straight times up there. I mean... Come on, man.
P.J. Fleck has Nebraska's number in general.
Yeah. The other thing about Fleck, now, this is opinion. He's 44. He's become a pretty wealthy man at Minnesota at a school that I'm not sure he, I don't want to say he doesn't want to be at, but I think there's other jobs he would take, you know.
Well, he's been in conversation. We've heard his name.
You see what I'm saying?
We heard his name at one time in Oregon when that was open
years ago, before
Dan Lanning. That would not happen again. UCLA's been a conversation. Yeah. Florida State was the conversation when Mike Norvell was not for sure going to stick around, or even before Mike Norvell, we heard that name. But he signs on through 2030.
But
here's the thing with P.J. Fleck is that I don't – will he ever get that 11-win season again? Will he ever be a marquee name? Like, did he miss his shot?
Okay, that's a good question.
P.J. Fleck is still a really good coach. He's stuck at Minnesota forever, but like he was a hot shot coming out of Western Michigan and gets a Big Ten job. Mm-hmm. Not the most attractive school, but he's been 58 and 39. He's been very good at Minnesota. Not elite, but very good.
I mean...
Is he a name you're going to hear in next job cycles if he's going... 7-5 or 8-4 at Minnesota and not getting 9, not getting 10. Like I just wonder if we'll ever hear his name circle again in the job cycle.
44 is still pretty young.
It is.
The key question that you asked that hit me, did he miss his shot? I'm going to say no, because I think he can shoot to 9 at some point, wins. And if he gets Minnesota to 9-3, his name will be out there prominently for other jobs. The other thing to consider, though, now, and sometimes we kind of think out loud, but the other thing to consider is the job market's different now. Like, isn't he limited almost in terms of if you're thinking about upgrades? How limited are you now? Are you limited to pretty much the Big Ten and the SEC is what I'm getting at?
Essentially so. Yeah, for him. You're right. He's in the Big Ten.
Now, think of the Big 12. What if, think of a Big 12 job, a prom, like Utah. Winningham's going to leave. I mean, at some point, he's in his 60s. He's going to retire. Mm-hmm. Would that be an upgrade? Utah. It's
still Big 12. I mean, Big 12 is not the Big Ten. The money's not the same.
Would you consider Utah an upgrade job for P.J. Fleck?
If we're looking strictly on the job and I take the conference away, and I think the Utah job is more prestigious than Minnesota.
But you have to factor in the conference.
But I can't take, I think you got to stay at Minnesota.
Right.
I'm telling you, I think he's there for the long haul. I think P.J. Fleck is at Minnesota for a very long time.
What if... Okay, now hold on, though. It's not over. ACC.
Struggling conference.
But if Dabo left or Norvell gets fired at Florida State, what about Florida State?
But we just said the Big Ten and the SEC are the king conferences.
I know, but are there certain schools in the other conferences that would sort of trump that conversation?
This is a tough conversation for PJ because Florida State has more prestige as a school than Minnesota, 100%. No one pushes back on that.
Right.
But they don't have the conference backing right now that the Big Ten has for Minnesota. So it's
hold on though. I think if Florida State would come after PJ, that he'd go. That's what I think.
I think that there's been conversations there already.
I think he might be. Yeah. What if?
Is that the one job though? Is that it?
No. What about Miami? Come on. If Miami came after him, would he say no? I'm at Minnesota. I'm in the.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Warranty, Tonal.com.
Big Ten. I think there's a few of those jobs.
It would be a battle in his head, I'm sure. It would be a battle.
I don't know if you stay at Minnesota if Miami comes after you.
You probably don't, but I think you think about it. Not just a no-brainer saying, hey, I'm gone.
No, because you're in
the Big Ten.
Right. I don't know. Listen, I think it's going to be a conversation he has to have at some point. I do, because I don't think, okay, I know he's locked in until 2030, but you know how that goes. If he throws a 9-win season, it's not like his agent's going to say, hey, we're locked in until 2030 at Minnesota. Sorry. No.
I get that. Someone says PJ is the next Kirk Ferentz long-term coach at one school.
At Minnesota. What about Iowa, by the way? What about Iowa?
Would they go after PJ
Fleck? I don't know. Would they?
That'd be interesting.
I know. It would be. It'd be really interesting. Is Iowa an upgrade on Minnesota? I'd say a slight one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
I'd say it is. Yeah. So Minnesota's doing a very wise thing here, but I have to be a little more diplomatic how I choose my words. Like I said, he's made it work at Minnesota for a long time. He's gotten rich there, but I'm not sure that's where he wants to be exactly.
Before the game show.
Is that fair?
Yes. And before the game show, I don't mind this hot take that Jeff in Pennsylvania has.
Okay.
He says, here's my hot take. PJ Fleck will eventually be the head coach at Auburn.
Okay.
Hugh Freeze short leash there at Auburn.
I like that take.
I like that take also.
I like that take. I think Fleck would work there.
I would agree.
At Auburn. I just wonder if the Auburn, I don't know.
But
do they go outside the region?
Everyone always.
They did. They went and got Harsin from Boise State.
Right. They did. And that didn't work out.
No.
He came from Boise where PJ Fleck again has not been elite every year, but he's been very successful. He's been very solid for his entire tenure in Minnesota.
Yeah, and that 11-2 gets your attention.
It happened. Yeah. And they had Rashad Bateman on the team. That team was loaded. Tyler Johnson, Rashad Bateman, they were good.
I hope I don't hear their Nebraska
fans. Carter Coughlin, that defensive player, was really good that year. I mean, they had some dudes.
Nebraska fans, you can't disrespect PJ because of what he's done against you.
If you are, I'd say just look in the mirror.
Right.
Because they can mock you all you want. It is time to play the game show.
Look in the mirror.
Give us a call right now at 402-464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Sip has already clinched a winning week, so the pressure's off.
Sip and Bill.
Sip and Bill, yes. Bill's not here today to help you for the game show. Today's topic is Film Friday. One of your favorites, if not your favorite, Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson trivia today. If you know your Woody Harrelson movies, give us a call right now at 402-464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip, in trivia. Mano y mano today. No lifeline for you.
I'm not going to be very good. You know what?
You love Woody Harrelson.
I know, but here's what's happened. And you know, you understand this. Since COVID, the movie industry has taken a big dip, right? And I've stopped. Jake, I can't remember.
You think I'm going to get brand new Woody Harrelson movies?
I can't remember the last movie I've watched. I've been so out of the loop. Out of the loop. I watch a lot of Ozark. I watched Your Honor.
I know you do.
Watched Your Honor. Finished that. Really good.
You already watched that show. You finished it again, you're saying?
No, season two.
Okay. All right.
Season two.
We've got Don. Don, how do you feel about Woody Harrelson movies today?
Let's just do it. We'll see what happens.
Don?
It's Don.
Don.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Don. Good job.
All right, Don. Don, first question goes to you. No lifeline for either of you. Today, Don, in what 2008 movie does Woody Harrelson star as basketball player Monix, who along with Will Ferrell and company compete on the Flint Tropics?
Semi-pro.
Brilliant!
Go come on to me on that one. Like, yes. Too easy.
Yeah. Don't watch that. Don't watch that movie with your grandkids or kids.
Oh.
I did it, and it was a mistake. We had to stop the movie. I thought it'd be light and funny.
No.
It gets a little, It's R.
Yeah, it definitely is R. No. Sip, you're down one zip. First question. In what 1996 movie does Woody Harrelson star as a former star bowler who hopes to ride a new prodigy to riches and success?
Kingpin.
Brilliant!
Do you remember the prodigy's name?
No.
Ish. Amish guy, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
1-1 tie.
Kingpin.
Back to you, Don, for the lead. In the 2009 movie Zombieland, Jesse Eisenberg stars as Columbus alongside Woody Harrelson. What is his character name in the movie Zombieland?
Tallahassee.
Brilliant!
Tallahassee is correct.
Good job, Don. Don's formidable,
lead.
Yeah.
This is to tie it up. Sip, last question. In what 1992 movie does Woody Harrelson star with Wesley Snipes as basketball hustlers who join forces to double their chances?
Yeah, you gave me some easy ones. That is a great movie. It's not typically my style of movie. I like kind of dark, sort of crime
serious
oriented
stuff.
Movie. But that was a great movie. A White Man Can't Jump.
Brilliant.
This will go to Don, and you will go over under Don's number. Don, how old is Woody Harrelson?
I'm gonna say 59.
15. He says 59. Ooh,
he's a little older than that.
You
want to
guess his age?
Yeah, I'll say 61.
He's 63, but
brilliant.
Still a win. He turned 64 in 12 days.
Okay.
July 23rd will be his birthday.
Okay.
So, Don, nice try. We'll get you bagel and coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Great game, Don. Good job.
What is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie? Have one.
No, it's not a movie. It's True Detective.
With Matthew McConaughey, season one.
True Detective, season one is by...
I've never seen that before.
Oh.
I need to change that. I've heard from many people that show is awesome. I've never seen it, so...
Jake, the thing I would tell you, I've probably told you before, but we can... Just for the... I'll say it again. I'll never forget watching the first episode of True Detective... season one, because I stumbled upon it and I watched it standing up because I was so mesmerized. Then it got over. I was like, oh man, I've been standing for like an hour.
You got tired, sat down?
I didn't. No, I just was so mesmerized. The intro music is incredible. Okay. Just that is incredible. And then the setting in the swamps of Louisiana, and the pairing of these two characters, McConaughey and Harrelson, it's remarkable in part because McConaughey does not play, he plays a very dark character, like a dark, serious character. And he's incredible. And the pairing of them is remarkable. Hmm. It's not in any kind of feel good show, but the interplay is remarkable.
I promise you at some point,
Oh, you'll be freaked out.
I will watch that show.
You'll be freaked out.
And I likely will enjoy it.
You'll be freaked out.
Because it has your passing. And a lot of people have said you got to watch it. So, yeah. Nice 4-1 week on the game show. Well done. Hour 3 is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.